Were you running into any mosquitoes on the weekend?
They're everywhere.
Yeah.
They are vicious with all the water that we've had. Mm-hmm. Lots and lots of mosquitoes everywhere.
So it's going to be a bad year for that, experts are predicting, for mosquitoes and black flies.
That's correct.
And we need to be ready for that. Is there anything we can do?
Well, I mean, obviously we're looking at avoidance of mosquitoes and the bites that they can cause. And it's particularly, you get a lot of families bringing in very young children who've had severe reactions. And I see this typically in infants where they really get swollen areas. The fear is that it's some sort of infection that they've had as opposed to a reaction from the mosquito bite. And they get a lot of saliva from the mosquito that gets in under the skin. And so it causes a lot of concern. And so really you're looking at avoiding, obviously trying to avoid as many mosquito bites as possible. And it's different for adults, children, and infants. For infants, you really want to avoid applying directly to the skin any of the insect repellent products. So those are things containing DEET. And if you are to use it, apply it onto the clothing of the child, especially, again, with infants. Infants put their mouth in their hands. And so if they get any of that on their hands, they'll tend to ingest it, and also on their body surface area compared to their weight is quite great, and so they have much more absorption through their skin. So again, for infants, children less than 6 months of age, even up to a year, you really want to avoid applying it directly on the skin and just putting it on the clothing. If you do use it on the clothing, and this is more for children and adults, adolescents and adults, again, DEET of less than 8% is fine to use. It's relatively safe, especially if you put it onto the skin. And for areas where you're covered with clothing, you can use a much greater concentration of DEET. You can spray it directly onto the clothing itself. And it actually works very, very well. I use that technique for working in the garden, and very few insect bites, mosquito bites at all. So that's one way. The clothing that you wear is another. Another means of doing it, sometimes you can wear almost the mesh that a lot of people use when they're dealing with bees and other insects that bite to try and avoid things. But for most people, they're looking for convenience, and that's really the way to do that. But as with anything, you have to be careful and use it as directed.
And you don't need too much DEET is what you're saying. You don't need to load up on that.
You don't. You just a very, very small amount. I mean, it's really the smell itself that repels the insect. So you can use a very small amount on the skin. Again, it's not like putting sunscreen on where you really put a lot or a coating on your skin. Just a small amount, and try to put as much on your clothes as possible and only the exposed areas of your skin. So behind the neck, your hands, arms, lower legs if you're wearing shorts. But really more than that, just apply it onto the clothing and you'll be just fine.
Another story that we're watching this morning is the fact that there's a real close link between oral health and cardiac health. This is something that I think will surprise a lot of people, but making sure that you don't get infections and that your mouth is healthy is a big part of staying healthy in terms of your heart.
Well, that's right. This is something that people tend to overlook. They don't think of the mouth as being a in relation to very heart disease or diabetes, for example. And for people that have had heart valve replacements or stents put in, you want to avoid inflammation and infections. And if you have periodontal disease, there's a conduit for bacteria to enter the bloodstream and potentially infect those valves, seed on those valves, and cause very difficult infections to treat. So that's one aspect. People that are on blood thinners, if they are having a stent, they have to. Their dentist should be communicating with the cardiologist to find out when they can do the oral surgery or procedure without endangering the patient and possibly infecting the stent if they're doing oral surgery. Diabetes, any infection, when someone has diabetes, any infection that they have is much more difficult to clear. Their immune response is blunted. That's why when people get ulcers on their feet or toes, it takes longer to heal up. Same thing for the mouth. So very important as well. Take care of your teeth, floss, brush, do all the things you can, especially if you have diabetes, because it makes it easier to control the diabetes as well if you're avoiding inflammation.
All right, Barry, thank you.
You're very welcome, Mark.